Thinking and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Son, don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into this absolutely wonderful Wednesday, March 4th, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a great show lined up for you. Ask the Vet this morning, and the next segment is going to be Dr. Caitlin. She's going to be filling in for Dr. Jeff, and we greatly appreciate you guys texting me your questions for her. We'll be discussing many things about the Sioux Animal Hospital, as well as taking your questions for Ask the Vet every Wednesday from 9:15 to 9:30. Instead of Dr. Jeff, though, it's Dr. Caitlin this morning. So looking forward to that conversation. I just want to quickly touch on what's happening in the Middle East and the media, the Democrats in Washington, D.C., the amazing shift. This is not a war. Let's get this totally clear and make sure you correct people when you're talking with them. This is not a war between the United States, Israel, against Iran. These are military strikes. These are military strikes against Iran's ballistic missiles, their military, and their nuclear enrichment sites. We are not in a protracted, long war. This military mission will be over within a matter of weeks, if not 60 days, according to the Wars Power Act, that provides for the president, the commander-in-chief, whenever national security interests are at stake, to be able to do and use the military however he sees fit without any permission from Congress. These guys don't even understand what's in the U.S. Constitution. And oh, by the way, Bill Clinton, Democrat, Barack Hussein Obama, Democrat, and Joe Biden, Democrat. did the exact type of military strikes that are currently going on, ongoing right now in the Middle East when they were president, when they were sitting in the Oval Office. But now that it's Donald Trump doing it, oh my God, they're losing their minds. Demanding that Congress give congressional approval and to have hearings and discussion. No, sorry, not necessary, not going to do it. You guys can do whatever the heck you want to do, but it's not going to change anything Donald Trump's doing. And actually, the people that are doing the majority of the damage is Israeli forces. Well, Iran screwed up majorly yesterday. They sent a missile that hit close by the U.S. embassy in Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia princes are saying, you know what? We're going to get in this fight now. You hit us with one, we're going to hit you with 1,000. You're going to get Saudi Arabia joining Israel in the United States in this effort. The cats and the dogs are working together against Iran. Dr. Caitlin coming in the next segment. We'll be right back. Text me any questions you have for her.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. Our Second Amendment rights are under attack, and as Attorney General, I'll make constitutional carry a reality and defend your Second Amendment freedoms. No more permits for law-abiding citizens to exercise the rights and protect their families. I've stood up for liberty. Now stand with me to make Michigan red again. Endorse me at the March Convention and safeguard our Constitution. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment here on this Wednesday. Joining us on the line right now, subbing in for Dr. Jeff, is Dr. Caitlin is on the line. Good morning, Caitlin.
Good morning.
I got a couple of text messages for you already. Are you all set?
I am all ready.
Okay, good, good, good. Longtime listener, good friend of mine, Summer, she wanted this question last week for Dr. Jeff, so I apologize. I didn't see it in time to ask Jeff, but here goes. I've had dogs all my life and never had a dog get sick that got car sick. Now, two of my current rescue dogs who love to get in the car and travel are getting car sick. One dog is 42 pounds. Dramamine works great for her, but the other dog, Dramamine, doesn't work for him. 80 pounds, my vet prescribed Serenia, C-E-R-E-N-I-A, for him, but he's still getting sick. Is there a way I could correct this without medication, or is there something else I can try? Car sick dog.
Yeah. Car sickness is one of those tricky things. If it's a puppy, you know, we hope that their vestibular system, which is kind of that inner ear where people get vertigo, develops as they age. If they're already an adult and they're still having these symptoms, there's a couple different layers to it. If you want to try doing it without medication, you can kind of look at doing some of your environmental changes. Can you move them from the front seat to the back seat? Can you add a crate? Can you cover the windows? Maybe a dog hammock so they feel a little bit more secure? Things like that can sometimes make a difference in certain cases. Okay. If that's not making a difference and our actual motion sickness medications like Serenia aren't touching it, there is a range in those doses as well. So are we at the low end and we can increase? And that might be an option. Or do we try an anti-anxiety like Trazodone to make them a little bit more sleepy and less anxious where they don't work themselves up so much to get to that, you know, is it a stress vomit, I guess?
Right. One of our sponsors, Tim Roberts, he has Patriots Relief CBD products, and he actually makes a large breed, which this sounds like 80 pounds. They make a large breed CBD oil that it's in a dropper, and you can just put a dropper of that in the side of their teeth up near the tongue. And they'll lick and lick and lick, but eventually it'll go into their system. And I do it with Mr. Snoop usually about 2 to 3 hours before I think I'm going to take him on a trip. And that totally relaxes him. He's a rescue as well. And Dr. Caitlin, every single time since we got him from our son, he thinks he's getting in the vehicle to go to another family. That's the only thing I can think it is. Because, okay, honey, we're going to go to the store. I keep saying store. We go to the store. We come back home. When he hears store, maybe he thinks, okay, we're just going to get something and dad's going to drive back. Mm-hmm. But he just shakes like a leaf. And, I mean, it's like you're not going to another family because he's been through three families. And I think that's where it's coming from. I can't possibly think of where else this just violently quivering, like shaking like a leaf. What else could it possibly be?
Yeah, sometimes, you know, definitely a layer of anxiety there. It's hard to know if they think they're going somewhere else or associate it with, you know, like you said, going to the shelter or the vet. Maybe there's associations there. Sometimes I think we put like our concerns onto them, and maybe it's just because they're in a big metal contraption that's moving and they don't know which way it's going to turn. I don't like being the passenger because I don't know when or how fast the driver is going to turn, and that can make me car sick.
I want to be in charge. Right, exactly. So that's why Vicky is always saying to me, can I drive? My answer, no, I'm in the car. Yeah. I have to be the driver. Because I cannot be a passenger. I don't know what, like you say, I never even thought of that. It's because I don't trust the driver. I can't anticipate the turns or the the passing, the changing of the lanes, how they're going to stop. So it drives me nuts. So it's like anytime I'm in a vehicle, I'm sorry, can I drive?
Your system just doesn't know what to expect. So sometimes the anti-anxieties, calming them down can help. Other times it's a little bit higher level of that nausea center in the brain that we just have to hit it a little bit harder. But there's some things to try. Like my dog, she does not like to be in the front seat. After I had to brake really hard on the Mackinac Bridge one time, she rides in the back seat. We use a dog hammock, and she has to have a bed with thick sides, and then she feels safe.
Yeah, she's all packed in.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I got a response from Summer. She said, I tried Patriot's Relief. That didn't help. He rides in a crate. He's 5 to 6 years old. He was a Detroit stray. He was abused, and she does it in the back of a van. She drives a van. Mm-hmm. So maybe increased dosage is maybe the possibility there. What dosage is she giving him?
Yeah, potentially you could try to increase the dose. With Serenia, we can go up to 8 milligrams per kilogram. So we convert our pounds into kilograms. We can go up that high. Does it increase your cost? Absolutely, it does. The bigger the dog, that more medication they need.
Right.
The other option would be to try to do some more like positive training, get them in the car, in the crate, lots of treats and rewards, and then don't go anywhere. Go back in the house. And then maybe go for, around the block and get them back out. Not enough to trigger that nausea, but just short positive trips.
Ah, okay. And initially maybe just leave them sit in there with the van door open or something, but where he can feel like he's still in the crate, he's still in the van. But we're not going anywhere. This is just a crate I'm sitting in.
Yeah. Load up, unload your groceries, take dog back in the house with you.
Got it. Good idea. Well, one of the other things that I got a text message on again from Jeff last week, we talked about it with Jeff a little bit, and he mentioned, winter coats. Some of us have bought a coat for the dog to use. I even got Mr. Snoop a hat because when he goes outside, the wind blows and his ears flop. And it's like, it's got to be cold on his inner ear, So I'm thinking, I'm going to get it. I wear a hat when I go out to throw snow. Why not put a hat on the dog? So, but how long with this weather being the way it is, like today it's going to be 44. I had one of the listeners text me and he said, my dog won't go outside now without his coat. And he's like, got accustomed to putting the coat on. So is this something that it's okay to leave the coat on him today, 44, 50 degree weather? Is that still okay? Or do you think it's like, okay, dude, put it away for the winter. You'll get it next November.
I think it depends on the dog. If they're going to a groomer and they're getting clipped really short, or they're just a small dog that loses their body heat quickly, they're going to be more likely to want that comfort, but they're also creatures of habit. So if you're putting a coat on before they're allowed to go outside, now they expect that as part of the routine. And it's the same thing, if they come back in and they get a treat, well, now I come back in, I want a treat. So that can be part of the layers there too. They mostly lose their body heat through their ears, their paw pads, and panting. So putting a coat on them, it does help trap their core body heat. But at the same time, if they've got a good coat, they've got, longer hair, and they can stand that hair up, they trap that hair or the air inside the hair, and that can cause their own insulation. So ears, great idea. Cover the ears so that they're not losing body heat there.
Yeah, got it. Well, one thing you mentioned, and this is exactly the way it is in our house, Dr. Jeff and I talked about this years ago, and he's like, yeah, it's okay. You can give them a treat when they come in from going outside, because we live on a golf course in a wooded area and there's deer everywhere. The other night, Vicky and I, as it was getting dark out, I said, come here and look at this. We had 13 doe in our backyard in a line going over to my neighbor's house who stupidly feeds the deer. So I'm waiting for a car accident out on Barnes Road of our subdivision where somebody's going to run into a deer. A deer's going to run into the car. But anyway, he was in here going nuts. he wanted to go outside so bad and play with the deer. And I'm like, no, dude, you're not doing that. You know, go get on your bed, whatever. He goes outside. He goes to the bathroom. He comes in. I break up these large milk bone type bones from Costco and and give him a bit of it. And now he eats 5:30, 6 o'clock every night. Mom and Dad is eating. So now it's time to feed Mr. Snoop. And after, I give him one of these greenies to clean his teeth. He's got the cleanest teeth of any dog on planet Earth. I guarantee it. Okay. Well, is that those greenies? Are those okay to give on a daily basis, every other day, twice a week, three times a week? Or is it okay to give it to him every night after dinner?
Yeah, as long as you're factoring in like their calories as part of the treats, if you have a high calorie dental chew or the treats you're giving them when they're going outside and your dog's gaining weight, then we just have to factor that in, either decrease their kibble if you're going to keep giving the bones every day or go to every other day. I have no problem giving them every day. It's just counting calories for them, just like it is for people.
Okay. If
it's not improving your dog's teeth, then that's where we kind of turn to, do they chew it too fastly? Are they just swallowing it down and not really getting that action of letting the enzymes work and scrape on the teeth? Then that's where toothbrushing would be your next step to actually get that like scrubbing action on the, on the teeth.
Gotcha.
So it just depends. Some of them look great with a dental chew and others need a little bit more help.
More help. Got it. So as long as he's not gaining weight, based on the regime I'm using and doing right now, he's maintaining pretty much 75 to 80 pounds. So as long as he's not getting a lot more weight in the wintertime, especially, it's okay doing it the way you're doing it.
Correct.
Got it. Okay, good stuff. Hey, any other quick questions you may have for Dr. Caitlin? Text them to me real quick, 231-360-5140. And how's things going? Are things going well there at the Sioux Animal Hospital? You enjoying your being a veterinarian there with Dr. Jeff?
Yeah, I'm loving it here at the clinic. I actually just got back from a three-day conference out in Las Vegas and went out there and took what I learned in vet school and what I've learned from Dr. Jeff and Dr. Haley. And we did lectures and labs on some more advanced soft tissue surgery. So bringing up, you know, me in the practice to be able to help when Dr. Jeff is out, that we can still do those emergency surgeries.
Yes. Too cool. And just basically reinforcement because you've been already exposed to all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Correct. So it's just kind of fine tuning and tweaking your skills and your tissue handling. We have to be very, very gentle with our soft tissue surgeries, whereas something like an orthopedic surgery, you have to kind of get out of your head and know that it's a little bit more of an aggressive type of surgery to be able to handle that bone safely and put it back together for the best results for our clients and their pets.
Excellent. Well, I know Jeff takes a lot of pride in being a surgeon, and I know he put you through a lot of that type of exposure training when you were going to school. But how does it feel now to actually be the vet in charge and actually doing the surgeries without Dr. Jeff?
Yeah, I love being in the surgery suite. It's nice knowing that he's nearby most days. If I do have a question, he'll come in and kind of tweak what I'm doing. But to be able to help people, if you saw on Facebook, we had a cat that was missing for 2 weeks, came back with a really, really severe leg infection, and we were able to diagnose it, decide that amputation was the best course of action for that pet and their family, and do that surgery all in one day. And it turned out beautifully. The pet's doing awesome. Owner was very, very happy.
Very good. Excellent. Well, I'm